Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode here on Talking with Cannabis. On today's Twisted Truths, we're going to be going over the Brothers Grimm version of Cinderella. But first and foremost, we're going to go over the summary of the Disney version of Cinderella, which came out in 1950, I believe. So I'm going to gather up my stuff. We'll go over the summary. And then we will jump into the story. So, I hope you enjoy the ride. Okay. I was really nervous that my phone was going to tip over. But it didn't. So, I'm going to take this bong hit of Sunset Sherbet by the brand Feels by Elyon. So, it's like their little mini brand. So it's more like the affordable side of Elyon, but they have some pretty decent stuff. And we went with Sunset Sherbet and Italian Ice today. Now next time, I might pick up the gelato cake and maybe some creme de la creme, because it sounded good. But yeah, enough of that. We'll take this, and then we'll go over the summary of the Disney version of Cinderella, because you guys have to get filled in if you've never seen it. And I'm not going to judge if you haven't, because not everyone grew up on Disney stuff, you know? Some people grew up on Dora. Never seen Disney, you know? So it's okay. Some people are Nickelodeon kids. Throat. Just went right back in here. Ain't that a bitch? Don't you hate when you're doing laundry and like you're trying to smoke and then it's like it all comes back in on the freshly washed clothes? Anyways, so here's kind of the summary of the Disney version. It says, with a wicked stepmother and two jealous stepsisters who keep her enslaved and in rags, Cinderella stands no chance of attending the royal ball. But of course, as we know, the fairy godmother saves the day and it's all good. It's all good, you know? It is fine. So now that we kind of have that out of the way, we're going to jump into the really dark version of the story. So hopefully you guys are prepared. It's been a long time since I've actually read up on this story, so I kind of forgot some things. So I'm a little curious to hear about how this is going to go. All right, so it says here, Cinderella was written by Jacob and Wilhelm Grimm. And that is that.
Give me 1 minute.
Okay. Let's see here. It starts off with a rich man's wife who became sick, and when she felt that her end was drawing near, she called her only daughter to her bedside and said, "Dear child, remain poised and good, and then our dear God will always protect you, and I will look down on you from heaven and be near you." With this, she closed her eyes and died. Wow. Yeah, the Grimm brothers didn't hold back. It was like, this is what happened. Straight to the point. I already warned y'all. This is gonna get dark. And it's already getting dark. Someone already died. The girl went out to her mother's grave every day and wept. And she remained poised and good. When winter came, the snow spread a white cloth over the grave, and when the spring sun had removed it again, the man took himself another wife. This wife brought two daughters into the house with her. They were beautiful with fair faces, but evil and dark hearts. Times soon grew very bad for the poor stepchild. And you know what's funny? Is that the Disney version, like, they make the stepsisters hella ugly. And, like, very pointy, long, large features. with like very haggy, snagged voices. But then here in the book, they're like just as pretty, I guess. So that is something that I find a little fascinating there, that they kind of switched it up with the Disney version of it. It says here, "Why should that stupid goose sit in the parlor with us?" They said, "If she wants to eat bread, then she will have to earn it out with this kitchen maid." So they just made that decision. Times were really different back then. "They took her beautiful clothes away from her, dressed her in an old gray smock, and gave her wooden shoes." Damn, that sounds uncomfortable. "Just look at the proud princess, how decked out she is," they shouted and laughed as they led her into the kitchen. So they basically just forced her into work, and no adults stepped in here. No adults. Like what? There she had to do work from morning until evening, get up before daybreak, carry water, make the fires, cook and wash. Besides this, the sisters did everything imaginable to hurt her. They made fun of her, scattered peas and lentils into the ashes for her so that she had to sit and pick them out again. In the evening, when she had worked herself weary, there was no bed for her. Instead, she had to sleep by the hearth in the ashes. What the fuck? And because she always looked dusty and dirty, sorry, that word dusty is funny, they called her Cinderella. So that's where she got her name. I think her real name was actually Ella. Oh my gosh, there was a spider and I don't see it anymore. Hold on, yo. Oh, there it is. It's just, it moved over some. Okay. We're all right. One day it happened that the father was going to the fair and he... See, the dad didn't step in. The dad just let it happen. That don't seem right. Oh my goodness. I don't know if the dad really cared about her like that. If he was just letting this happen to her. Anyways, and he asked his two stepdaughters what he should bring back for them. "Beautiful dresses," said the one. "Pearls and jewels," said the other. "And you, Cinderella," he said. And then, "What do you want?" And then she said, "Father, break off for me the first twig that brushes against your hat on your way home." Okay, so why the fuck would you want a... My gosh, I don't even understand this. So he bought beautiful dresses, pearls, and jewels for his two stepdaughters. On his way home, as he was riding through a green thicket, a hazel twig brushed against him and knocked off his hat. Then he broke off the twig and took it with him. Arriving home, he gave his stepdaughters the things that they had asked for, and he gave Cinderella the twig from the hazel bush. Cinderella thanked him, went to her mother's grave, and planted the branch on it, and she wept so much that her tears fell upon it and watered it. It grew and became a beautiful tree. Cinderella went to this tree 3 times every day, and beneath it she wept and prayed. A white bird came to the tree every time, and whenever she expressed a wish, the bird would throw down to her what she had wished for. So this is kind of like the fairy godmother, but it's a tree that came from like her mother's grave from this branch. It's really like complex, but like, I kind of like this a little bit, you know? It's kind of cool. Like, not everything needs to be an actual fairy. Although the fairy idea is fun and cute. So, I don't know. But I think that's kind of nice. I think it's kind of nice. Let's do one more paragraph before I take a break. "Now it happened that the king proclaimed a festival that was to last 3 days. All the beautiful young girls in the land were invited, so that his son could select a bride for himself. When the two stepsisters heard that they had too been invited, they were in high spirits." So, with that being said, we're going to take a little break. And I will be back shortly. So go ahead and grab some snacks or something to smoke on while listening to this story. You guys aren't tired of me reading you guys stories yet, so we're just gonna keep doing that shit, and I'm gonna keep throwing in my commentary, and we're gonna keep comparing the shit. I'm glad you guys are enjoying this. So, yeah, I'll be back. All right, I'm back. So, let's see here. They called Cinderella saying, comb our hair for us, brush our shoes, and fasten our buckles. We are going to the festival at the king's castle. Cinderella obeyed but wept because she too would have liked to go to the dance with them. She begged her stepmother to allow her to go. You, Cinderella, she said, you all covered with dust and dirt and you want to go to the festival. You have neither clothes nor shoes and yet you want to dance. However, because Cinderella kept asking, the stepmother finally said, I have scattered a bowl of lentils into the ashes for you. If you can pick them out again in 2 hours, then you may go with us. Wow, it's difficult. The girl went through the back door into the garden and called out, you tame pigeons, you turtle doves, and all you birds beneath the sky, come and help me to gather. The good ones go into the pot, the bad ones go into your crop. Two white pigeons came in through the kitchen window, and then the turtle doves, and finally all the birds beneath the sky came whirring and swarming in and lit around the ashes. The pigeons nodded their heads and began to pick, 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 pick. And the others also began to pick, 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 pick. They gathered all the good grains into the bowl. Hardly 1 hour had passed before they were finished, and they all flew out again. The girl took the bowl to her stepmother and was happy, thinking that now she would be allowed to go to the festival with them. And that is where I'm going to stop for now. And we will pick back up on this when I come back. So, hopefully that's not too long from now. Okay, everyone. I'm going to be continuing to read our story. So I hope you enjoy. I have to be a little quiet because I'm in the middle of I guess sort of like fostering my niece, and she's asleep, so yeah. But let's continue. We're just going to pull up the article and here we go. But the stepmother said, it's no use. You are not coming with us, for you have no clothes and you don't know how to dance. We would be ashamed of you. With this, she turned her back on Cinderella and hurried away with her two proud daughters. Now that no one else was at home, Cinderella went to her mother's grave beneath the hazel tree and cried out, shake and quiver, little tree, throw gold and silver down to me. Then the bird threw a gold and silver dress down to her and slippers embroidered with silk and silver. She quickly put on the dress and went to the festival. So it's pretty clear that the fairy godmother in the situation is her mother in this tree. Her stepsisters and her stepmother did not recognize her. They thought she must be a foreign princess, for she looked so beautiful in the golden dress. They never once thought it was Cinderella, for they thought that she was sitting at home in the dirt, looking for lentils in the ashes. The prince approached her, took her by the hand, and danced with her. Furthermore, he would dance with no one else. He never let go of her hand, and whenever anyone else came and asked her to dance, he would say, she is my dance partner. She danced until evening, and then she wanted to go home, but the prince said, I will go along and escort you, for he wanted to see to whom the beautiful girl belonged. However, she eluded him and jumped into the pigeon coop. What? The prince waited until her father came, and then he told him that the unknown girl had jumped into the pigeon coop. The old man thought, could it be Cinderella? He had them bring him an axe and a pick so that he could break the pigeon coop apart and no one was inside. When they got home, Cinderella was lying in the ashes, dressed in her dirty clothes. A dim little oil lamp was burning in the fireplace. Cinderella had quickly jumped down from the back of the pigeon coop and had run to the hazel tree. There she had taken off her beautiful clothes and laid them on the grave, and the bird had taken them away again. Then, dressed in her gray smock, she had returned to the ashes in the kitchen. The next day, when the festival began anew, and her parents and her stepsisters had gone again, Cinderella went to the hazel tree and said, "Shake and quiver, little tree, throw gold and silver down to me." Then the bird threw down an even more magnificent dress than on the preceding day. When Cinderella appeared at the festival in this dress, everyone was astonished at her beauty. The prince had waited until she came, then immediately took her by the hand and danced only with her. When others came and asked her to dance with them, he said, "She is my dance partner." When evening came, she wanted to leave, and the prince followed her, wanting to see into which house she went. But she ran away from him and into the garden behind the house. A beautiful tall tree stood there, on which she hung the most magnificent pears. She climbed as nimbly as a squirrel into the branches, and the prince did not know where she had gone. He waited until her father came, then said to him, "The unknown girl has eluded me, and I believe she has climbed up the pear tree." The father thought, could it be Cinderella? He had an axe brought to him and cut it down the tree, but no one was in it. When they came to the kitchen, Cinderella was lying there in the ashes as usual, for she had jumped down from the other side of the tree, had taken the beautiful dress back to the bird in the hazel tree, and had put on her gray smock. On the third day, when her parents and sisters had gone away, Cinderella went again to her mother's grave and said to the tree, "Shake and quiver, little tree, throw gold and silver down to me." This time the bird threw down to her a dress that was more splendid and magnificent than any she had yet had, and the slippers were pure gold. When she arrived at the festival in this dress, everyone was so astonished that they did not know what to say. The prince danced only with her, and whenever anyone else came and asked her to dance, he would say, "She is my dance partner." It's kind of fucked up to me in this situation of this story, because, like, the father is still alive and is allowing Cinderella to be mistreated like this. But anyways, when evening came, Cinderella wanted to leave, and the prince tried to escort her, but she ran away from him so quickly that he could not follow her. The prince, however, had set a trap. He had had the entire stairway smeared with pitch, which I don't know what that is. When she ran down the stairs, her left slipper stuck in the pitch. The prince picked it up. It was small and dainty and of pure gold. The next morning, he went with it to the man and said to him, "No one shall be my wife except for the one whose foot fits this golden shoe." The two sisters were happy to hear this, for they had pretty feet. With her mother standing by, the older one took the shoe into her bedroom to try it on. It's funny that the stepsisters have pretty feet also, because the cartoon by Disney, their feet are like huge. She could not get her big toe in it, for the shoe was too small for her. Then her mother gave her a knife and said, "Cut off your toe. When you are queen, you will no longer have to go on foot." What the fuck? Oh my god. The girl cut off her toe, of course, forced her foot into the shoe, swallowed the pain, and went out to the prince. He took her on his horse as his bride and rode away with her. However, they had to ride
past the grave, and there on the hazel tree sat the two pigeons crying out, "Rook de goo, rook de goo, there's blood in the shoe is too tight, this bride is not right." Then he looked at her foot and saw how the blood was running from it. He turned his horse around and took the false bride home again, saying that she was not the right one, and that the other sisters should try on the shoe. She went into her bedroom and got her toes into the shoe all right, but her heel was too large. Then her mother gave her a knife and said, "Cut a piece of your heel. When you are queen, you will no longer have to go on foot." The girl cut a piece of her heel, forced her foot into the shoe, swallowed the pain, and went out to the prince. He took her on his horse as his bride and rode away with her. When they passed the hazel tree, the two pigeons were sitting in it, and they cried out, "Rook de goo, rook de goo, there's blood in the shoe is too tight, the bride is not right." That sounds so painful to, like, cut off a piece of your heel, but the toe was probably the most painful. I could not imagine the things that people did back then. "No," said the man, "there is only a deformed little Cinderella from my first wife, but she cannot possibly be the bride." Deformed? Oh, he chose up on his own daughter. Wow. Fuck this dad. Fuck you, dad. Like, you ain't shit. Oh my god. The prince told him to send her to him, but the mother answered, "Oh no, she is much too dirty. She cannot be seen." But the prince insisted on it, and they had to call Cinderella. She first washed her hands and face clean, and then went and bowed down before the prince, who gave her the golden shoe. She sat down on a stool, pulled her foot out of the heavy wooden shoe, and put it into the slipper, and it fitted perfectly. When she stood up, the prince looked into her face, and he recognized the beautiful girl who had danced with him. He cried out, "She is my true bride." The stepmother and the two sisters were horrified and turned pale with anger. The prince, however, took Cinderella onto his horse and rode away with her. As they passed by the hazel tree, the two white pigeons cried out, "Rook de goo, rook de goo, no blood's in the shoe, the shoe's not too tight, this bride is right." After they had cried this out, they both flew down and lit on Cinderella's shoulders, one on the right, the other on the left, and remained sitting there. When the wedding with the prince was to be held, the two false sisters came wanting to gain favor with Cinderella and to share her good fortune. When the bridal couple walked into the church, the older sister walked on their right side and the younger on their left side, and the pigeons pecked out one eye from each of them. Afterwards, as they came out of the church, the older one was on the left and the younger one was on the right, and the pigeons pecked out the other eye from each of them. And thus, for their wickedness and falsehood, they were punished with blindness as long as they lived. And that is the end of the Brothers Grimm version of Cinderella. My, oh my, that was a very dark ending. They got their eyes plucked out by pigeons. Isn't that insane? I mean, I can't even believe that. But I hope you guys enjoyed. Basically, those are the differences. You know, the father was still alive, and he was just as cruel as the stepmother. There were three festivals instead of one ball in one night. There was no glass... Well, there was a glass slipper the first night, but, like, the slipper that they tried on was gold. And the stepsisters were also pretty. And the fairy godmother was her mother's soul in this hazel tree. And birds helped her more than, like, mice did. So there are a lot of, like, differences. But the really dark one is, like, the eyes being pecked out and the cutting off of the feet thing. But yeah, we're gonna wrap it up here. I'm gonna take a little hit of this Delta 8. gushers, and I'm going to head out. So thank you for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed, and I will be back with another Twisted Truths episode, hopefully soon. And, by the way, happy St. Patrick's Day, because this is when I'm finally finishing this episode. So, cheers to that. All right. That's a wrap, y'all.